I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Yeah. I think you gotta move back and move that thing toward you. You got to be in alignment with Dave and I as far as video is concerned. Can you sit back and then move
this?
No, sit back. You're so into the camera. It's crazy.
Well,
and then move the mic with you. Bring it all the way back. What is going on here? Is this what Hollywood directors have to go through? Is this
the
shit
talent
with their prima donna talent?
How about this? Is it better?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's all
I mean,
fine.
It's like it's exhausting.
It seemed like if you talked on the other side of the mic, like to your left.
Over here.
Yeah, talk there.
Yeah, but then you can't see your face.
That was my objective.
Yeah.
No, seriously, it was somehow.
Turn that mic up. Turn the volume up.
How about now? Better?
Yes.
Let's go with that.
It's fine. Move it. Sit back and move the mic with you. Bring the mic all the way with you. Doesn't it swing that way? Keep it close to your mouth. Like every time. Jeez. I mean, this is just it's really unbelievable.
Well, it's not his own mic, so.
No, it's
not.
Yeah, cool. You just screwed it up. It just says on a new track. God damn it. We can never have a clean, never have a clean episode. It's impossible. You took the plug out.
I'm sorry, guys. This sucks. Is it better?
Now it doesn't suck.
Now it's off.
Now it's off. Why'd you do that?
What did I do?
Hold the thing close to your mouth.
No. It's not working now.
Is it working now?
Okay, do this. No, now it's off. God damn it. Oh, why did you screw with it?
I'm sorry, I'm not doing this on purpose.
You're making my life hell.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
You're making me sweat. I'm sorry.
Now you got to go off and go back on again.
This guy runs conferences and he
can't. I got to hit stop.
And you're making him feel.
It's unbelievable. I don't understand how he runs conferences.
Well, you're such a taskmaster, my goodness.
Well, I'm really not because it's very simple. It's, you know, we've made 76 of these. 76.
I understand.
These.
Dave with the suit, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Oh my the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop, never gonna stop. Solving life's troubles while they spit in their bop. FTS crew, climbing to the top. Three homies chilling, yeah they making the crop. Dave sees the ship.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are back for our 77th episode, which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
It is, let's take a look
Luka,
at numbers.
Luka Doncic.
Paul Coffey. Any other 77s? Yeah, you don't know Paul Coffey?
You don't know
Oh, my God.
The Penguins, right?
He played in a lot of teams. He was a very famous defenseman. Wore number 77.
Hockey, yeah, no hockey.
Played for a long time.
I preferred Paul Espresso.
Yes, Paul Espresso was his alter ego.
There is some interesting things about 77. It is the atomic number for iridium. I don't know if you know that.
Well, everyone knows that. Tell us something we don't know.
In World War II,
is that what killed Superman?
Yes. Iridium and helium.
Yeah, that was his
yeah,
that was
he didn't like helium.
Yeah.
Oh, kryptonite, you nailed it.
Oh, he said it right in the answer there. During World War II in Sweden at the border with Norway, 77 was a password because the pronunciation in Swedish made it easy to instantly discern whether the speaker was a native Swedish, Norwegian, or German.
Ah, pretty smart.
Do you know that?
Pretty smart. I was going to say that's a very weak password. Google would make me change it, but I guess that's for dialect.
David is the most Swedish of us.
That's true. I'm the most Swedish, maybe ever.
You are the least Swedish.
If Germany had won the war, you'd be the only one who'd be allowed to live in a house. Josh and I would be in the fields. Or Josh actually might be somewhere else.
I might not be in the fields.
When I say fields, Josh, I mean you'd be part of the soil.
Thank you. You took it to a real bad place.
Goodness sakes.
Unbelievable. We had it already. It was already, you know, understood without saying it. Anymore. Yeah.
Well, jeez. I'll take a different direction. In the Bible, one of his disciples said, how many times should I forgive someone? 7 times? And Jesus said 77 times, meaning you should just keep forgiving over and over and over again, which I think is appropriate for us. We should forgive each other for things like not being on time.
Are you sure Jesus wasn't a big Paul Coffey fan?
Well,
all right.
It's possible.
That is a religious thing, having grace for people. Yes. Like we're all sinners kind of thing.
Yes.
Boy, you're really up to date.
Were you a theology major?
Well, my God kids go to church, so I go with them on Sundays sometimes. I go for the first 10 minutes until they start singing.
And then you're gone.
And then I leave.
Yeah, you told us that. That's great.
It will happen.
It's hilarious.
And I sit in the car and stew.
Hating on people.
All right. What else you got for 77, Dave?
It is also a 1077 in the New York City Fire Department is code for a high-rise multiple dwelling fire. That's another. That's kind of appropriate for maybe our podcast.
Yeah, the old 1077.
And Talking Heads had a album called 77, apparently. So I don't know.
I love the Talking Heads. Lead singer's name is
David.
Close. Keep going. That's right.
Stort.
No.
Gabriel.
Burns. David Burns.
Gabriel Burns. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
What last name would you rather have? Hitler or Flanders?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Flanders.
I don't know.
You dumbass.
I don't know. Flanders is really bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I met someone today whose last name was Flanders.
Yeah?
I couldn't say it.
You couldn't say it?
No.
What if his name was Hitler? Would you be able to say that?
It'd be close. Did you meet
little Timmy Hitler?
Yeah, I think Flanders.
Oh, man, what a start we've had here.
All right, well, we're starting episode 77, coming in hot here. As always, I'm joined by two hosts that always join with me. First is Josh. Josh, how are you doing?
I am all right. I had another hockey game earlier this week. And as you know, I've had
ice hockey?
No. Here we go again. Yes.
Sorry, I just like asking that.
Yes, I know. I know. It's pretty funny still. I'm out there. I was feeling better. I was out for a while. As everyone knows, I tore my left calf. So added another sleeve to my regimen of things I have to wear before I go out and play anything physical. And wouldn't you know it, my second shift, I step again and I feel, oh my God, I didn't even think this was possible. I pulled my right ass cheek, my right glute.
Really?
Pulled it. And it hurt.
Yeah.
It really hurt. I've never pulled a glute before, and that was just – it was brutal. And I'm thinking, I don't even know what else I can do anymore. My body is just completely abandoning me. It's giving up on me. I don't know if this is the universe talking or whatever.
Have you ever been slapped on the ass, Josh?
Many times. Yeah.
Did it sting? Was it similar to that sting, or was it
worse? No, it was not similar to that at all. This is far worse.
Is it there right now?
It's a lot better. It's a lot. Thankfully, it kind of in the 3 days it was fine.
Have you done? Do you do lunges ever when you work out? Is that ever part of your?
No,
routine?
I don't. But I do stretch. I stretch like crazy, and I go to the stretch zone because I know something else is going to fall apart of me. So I think I cover my bases, and the next thing I know, I'm pulling another part of my body that I never thought was possible.
All you're doing is stretching. You're not doing any weight training.
I do a little bit. I do a little, but don't forget, I had to do nothing for basically a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything. So I'm like in a bad spot right now as far as endurance goes and my physical prowess goes. It ain't pretty. And so I'm trying to get back to a decent spot.
You turned 50. This is happens.
What happens.
Yes, yep. That's right. It's not
Father
like
Time is kicking my ass, literally.
Right.
Yeah.
We need these longevity drugs to start ticketing in a little bit here.
It's depressing, man. It's depressing.
Do you have anything hurting you, Omar?
Let's see. Physical, you mean, right?
Yes, yes. Or emotionally.
I think mentally as well. I'd like to hear mentally.
Well, you know, this actually was going to be my topic, but I won't touch on that. I will later. Right now, physically, I feel I haven't worked out properly in about 3 weeks, so I feel flabby. But I'm skinny.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
So what happened to your shock? What happened to your shock vest? Remember, you bought
You know, it's actually the worst of both worlds because I travel with it. It takes up room in my suitcase, but I never use it.
You travel with it?
Yeah.
And he never uses it.
And is TSA not pulling you over for a brown guy with a suicide vest?
I check it in.
Good move. That's a good move.
I'm unable to work out. I don't understand these people who work out when they're traveling. I especially when they're like on the other side of the world. I'd rather sleep. I have no interest in going to the gym. And
yeah.
People are like, oh, yeah, it helps you break out of my jet lag by going to the gym. I'm like, does it?
Well, the other problem with working out when you travel is you have to pack a whole nother set of clothes and shoes, which is a big pain in the ass. And I'm all about the reduced pack. I'm all about I want to bring as little as humanly possible, and I want to make the perfect pack. You ever make a perfect pack? It's the best.
I'm the worst packer.
Oh, it's a perfect pack that you've used everything once.
You wear everything you brought once.
Wow.
And you didn't have to I forgot an extra pair of socks. I have to rewear a pair of socks. That's not a perfect pack.
Impossible.
Perfect pack is everything's fresh. You wear it all once. Boom, you're home. Mm. Everything goes in the wash. Nothing goes back into drawers or closet. Perfect pack.
Do you add other things? Like I have a little fan. Because I have to have a fan on me when I sleep. So I have a little fan.
No. It goes,
you don't, no?
No. That seems ridiculous.
Oh, really? I have that.
You can't go one or two nights without the fan in your face?
I really struggle. If I'm in a hotel room and it's dry and it's hot in there or
you
can't get the temperature. Sometimes you can't get the temperature right. I need that fan blowing right on my face.
That's why you need to get the 8 sleep.
What's that?
Yeah, the 8 sleep. That's Omar's thing he talked about. Yeah,
oh, that's the mattress
thing? It's a 4,000. It's not a mattress as much as a cover.
Cover.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
But all that does is regulate temperature. It doesn't. He needs the actual wind blowing in his face. The 8 sleep doesn't help with that.
And I'm not alone on that. There's a lot of people that sleep that way. No, it's not. There are many people that want to have fans blowing on their face.
Do you know why you need that fan in your face?
But he's wearing golf shorts.
Because you're wearing full cotton golf shorts.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
No, wait, we never asked you, do you keep tees in your pocket? How can your wife tell the difference between that and
I have many times fallen asleep and realized I had a
golf ball. What was that line he used last week?
Who?
The racy.
She's just racy just enough. Or she's racy
just fine.
Just fine. She's just racy, just fine. There it is.
Did she hear that?
That's how Dave described his wife in the last podcast.
She said, thank you so much. She was so happy. Yeah.
It's very romantic and sweet. It should be on greeting cards.
She's racy, just fine.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. You're just racy, just fine. Love your hubby. I think we got something there.
Yeah, that's a T-shirt material.
And if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about, check out our Instagram or our YouTube. That clip is up there. And it's titled, She's Just Racy, Just Fine.
Going back to your cheek injury.
Did you turn the other?
Way to bring that home.
Wow, you are listening.
What are you going back to my cheek injury? We already went to Omar. We already went to Omar to see how he's doing.
I hadn't introduced him. No. I was just kind of bringing it. So I do think you need to use a little bit more weight training. Because I mean, if you're doing lunges, I think you need to work out and lift the areas that are sore.
Like, okay.
It's not heavy. We can't do heavy anymore. But
point taken.
Right. What do you know about fitness routines, Dave?
What do I know?
Yes.
What are you kidding? I am the peak of fitness.
Is this your life coach?
Outside of my life coach is a fitness person too. But other than my frozen shoulder, I'm doing just fine. Like I lift.
Dave's got washboard. He's got a washboard back.
Very funny.
Back.
I'm good.
How are you doing, Dave? How are you doing,
Dave? Steve.
Oh, you want to go to me?
Concerned about you and your hot shoulder.
Well, my frozen shoulder is getting better. Thanks for asking. I'm going to physical therapy, and it's slowly getting better, but it is not a quick fix. I'm really upset. The zero to injury was instant. Overnight.
That's my point. That's my point.
And the
zero to injury
is 6 months at least. It's not fair. It's not fair.
It sucks.
But that's not my update for you guys. I'm very excited to tell you. I think I sent you guys a picture. I figured out my flying routine, and I am so excited. So I went and bought an Apple Vision Pro.
Now, do you want to remind the listeners why you did this?
Yep. So a number of – probably maybe every episode I talk about my fear of flying. Anyway,
yes.
And I realized – and I was at a conference this week. I find ways of bringing up my fear of flying in almost any conversation. I am obsessed with talking about it. I don't really want to, but it seems it comes out there.
It's therapy
Josh,
for you.
Josh. Who's more likely to bring up the relevant topic in a conversation with a stranger? Dave talking about his fear of flying, or anyone who went to Harvard talking about going to Harvard?
That would be anyone who went to Harvard.
That's probably true.
Is going to drop that first.
How about me and my fear of flying, or Omar and LW3? Which one?
That would be Omar and LW3. It's a little inside joke that the listeners.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so I have this fear of flying. And I have been trying to find ways. I thought months ago, episodes ago, I thought that there are some VR virtual reality goggles that you could watch a movie and it could take you out of the plane experience. And none of it worked. I bought a bunch of devices. They're all crap. But then I was talking to somebody who said that you can download a movie on the device and you can put it in airplane mode and it works on an airplane. Like this.
See, that's what the other VR couldn't do, which is what we said you should do with the VR.
So I went to the Apple store and, you know, it's not cheap, right?
No, it's not cheap.
But when you buy the extra battery, the pack, it's an investment. It's an investment. But you can get, you know, a terabyte worth of information on this device.
That's awesome.
And so then I have it, right?
Do you know what a terabyte is, Josh?
Yes, I know. Of course I know what a terabyte is. Why would I know what a terabyte is?
All right.
Do you know they make iPhones now that have a terabyte storage?
I thought that was one of the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park.
No, that's a pterodactyl bite. Keep going, Dave.
So I go in, I talk to the guy, and he's got a fear of flying too. So, but he can't afford one. But he works.
Of course, he does. He sold you. He sold you your Apple Vision Pro.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe he was like, but he was. But we, you know, we were kind of talking.
My name's
about
Dave too. You want an Apple Vision Pro?
No, it wasn't like that. So I get it, and I get it all working. I download 2 Star Wars, which is in 3D even.
Oh, that's
awesome.
It's
incredible. So
that's cool.
And you pack it up, and the box it comes in, I should show it to you. It's about the size of a basketball. So it's like, I can't get the case in my backpack with this. So I'm going to have to keep it out of the case and try and protect it. But I get in my backpack, and I get on the airplane, and I sit down, and it's a full flight. So I got somebody right next to me. So here's the moment
of truth. I thought you were nuts.
Do I take this thing out?
You have to.
Next to complete strangers.
Wait, did you say anything to them first?
No, I did not.
Oh, why would you not do that?
I didn't know what to do. I was, you know, but when you look at sitting in an airplane, you realize if you're on a window seat, there's only 3 people at most that can really see you, right?
No, the people who get up to use the bathroom and walk past you.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably.
Listen, here's a general rule of thumb. Whenever you're about to do something very weird or off the norm of society, you should announce it first to the world, just so they know that you know it's weird.
I'm not one of those people that
you're not one of those. That's exactly right. But you just whipped out the Vision Pro, put it on, and the guy probably thought you were nuts.
Well, I'm going to make this happen. So I get this thing on.
Yes,
I
good for
it,
you.
I have to keep it on travel mode because otherwise it senses that you're moving at 300 miles an hour and it's like called so you have to put in travel mode and airplane mode. And I watched Star Wars, you know, I had to fly to San Francisco, so I mean it's a 4 hours, so I had now the only problem was the eye strain is pretty intense. Like after a couple hours I'm like, oh, it hurts
really
because
bad.
Is it because it's in 3D or just because of the device itself?
That's a good question. I don't know that because everything I watched was in 3D, but it's really cool. You can, you know, it's an IMAX size movie screen. It's
huge. That's awesome.
You can also create an environment around you. So if you go on the Disney app, I was watching Star Wars and you can choose the environment they want to watch it in. And I chose to be, I was in a movie, like a drive-in theater, but it was a land speeder. I was sitting in, and I was
pretty cool.
And the movie theater was in Tatooine, was on the sand.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So when you was immersive.
So when the plane has turbulence, does it feel like you're in the movie?
Yeah, it's like Luke Skywalker's going, whoa!
Right.
That's the thing. So when it got turbulent, it wasn't so immersive that I didn't sense the turbulence. So I was kind of like, so I had to like tell myself, just keep looking. I keep watching. Like, don't think about it. Don't think about it. And that doesn't help. You know, it's like, don't think about an elephant. But I kept watching it and the eye strain. So I got there. I achieved success. I did.
Did you have it on the entire flight?
I did have it on, other than to take it off to rest my eyes every once in a while.
Okay. Got it.
4 hours there, 4 hours back. Way back, I was sitting next to a colleague with a seat in the middle was empty, so then I didn't care. I just went.
Did anyone say anything to you?
Nobody. No. Okay. So nobody said anything to me on that flight. Both flights back for San Francisco.
Yeah.
This recent trip I had was to Austin, and on the way back, there are 15 people from our company on the plane.
And you did it in front of them.
And I'm like, look, I have a problem. I have a fear. I don't care about what they think. If they want to make fun of me.
Did you tell them? Did you announce it?
I did. I told them.
Thank
I'm like,
you.
Hey, this is what's coming.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Now, it's people who work with me wanted to sit in my row, right?
Of course.
And because they thought we chit-chat. And I was like, listen, I don't know if you heard what I said before. I'm wearing an Apple Vision Pro on this flight.
Right.
And they kept wanting to ask me questions about it. And I'm like, look, I really want to like immerse myself. This is the whole point of this. And then they would laugh at it. And when, you know, when you click, you know, to select things, you just pinch your fingers together. That's how like,
your
eyes
are
the mouse, you know, pointer.
Yep. Yep.
That's how you click. They would touch my fingers once in a while. And I was like, leave me alone. Like, this is not your amusement. This is my fear, you know, device here.
That's hilarious.
Limiting device.
That's
so anyway,
funny.
So that was not nearly as successful, but I now am going to be – I'm a pioneer. I am now an Apple Vision
Good
Pro
for you.
Plane flyer.
Listen, do you think it – give me on a grade of 1 to 10. 10, it completely made the flight amazing. You had no issues whatsoever. And 1, it did nothing for you. You still had the same old fears. Where are we with this thing?
It was like an 8.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Because part of it is I'm kind of looking forward to watch a movie. You know, I have downtime to watch a movie in that sort of perspective.
That's
I mean,
amazing.
I can do it now, but you know, I want to watch a movie with my wife or my daughter or something. You can't do that. But on a plane, you know, you can do that. So I kind of look forward to it. So there's like this anticipation of something to look forward to on top of I may die. You know,
did the flight attendant say anything to you?
She did. She tapped me on the shoulder. I'm in the window. She tapped me on the shoulder. She's like, do you want anything to drink? And I was like, why? I'm in the middle of this. Like, So people around me need to be trained. Someone suggested I put a little post-it note on my shoulder.
Put a sticky on the side of the Apple Vision Pro.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Or touch at your own risk. Omar, are you on your phone?
What?
You're on your phone.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're not. You're on your phone. I'm going to tell everyone who's listening now.
No.
Omar has been looking down at his phone.
No.
Turn it off.
Because I'm pulling something up for this.
It's insulting. Okay, it better be because it's very insulting.
I swear it is. I swear it is.
You're insulting not only Dave and I, but the entire FTS listening audience.
No. It's for this trip, I swear.
Very good.
This.
All right.
All right.
Very cool, Dave.
Should we carry on or
carry on.
Share something? Well, that was my update. I just want – for all you out there who have fear of flying – and can drop.
Just buy a $1.5 million device and bring it on a plane. That's all you have to do. Then you're good.
My next step is to put a blanket over. You know, actually, I was thinking, you know those TENS machines?
Yeah,
devices?
Yeah. The pulse, the pulsating,
What if I put that on my legs, so my legs are always vibrating? Maybe I wouldn't feel the turbulence. Do you think that would work?
No, that is the dumbest idea I've ever heard.
Really? You think?
Yes.
I thought, like, because that's the last bit. I can't see. I can't hear. I need to get rid of the vibration.
Why don't you just drag a deprivation chamber onto the back of the plane, fill it with water.
It's really expensive.
You're not going to erase the entire flight. I have news for you.
I'm getting close. Look,
you are getting close. 8 out of 10 is pretty good.
I'll give you credit for that. And I've eliminated two of them.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Omar, I don't know if we've exactly asked how you're doing.
We did.
We did. Are we sure? Not exactly how I'm doing.
I just asked him if he had any soreness. So how are you doing?
I'm good. We had our I've been traveling a lot. And I was in New York and I went to Singapore we had an event there. And then I went to Nashville.
Yep.
And in Nashville, I ended up speaking for the first time ever in front of like 150 people. Have you guys ever spoken in front of a bunch of people before?
Wait.
Like you're just speaking straight for like 20 minutes?
Yes. Hold on. Stop.
What?
I've seen you speak in front of crowds before.
But not for like extended amounts of time. Right?
I was given
half an hour to talk.
Did you have something prepared or you just rambled?
No. I mean, not really. I put together some slides like the minute before, but like I didn't know what I had an idea, but like I'm not a big prepper.
Did you talk about the late great Hannibal Lecter?
No, but I was, but it ended up being like, have you guys spoken for like 15, half an hour in front of a group of people?
I've never spoken unrehearsed or without slides or without a prepared speech.
I can't think of why.
If that's what you're asking.
Why there would be an opportunity to do so.
Well,
David, you take improv classes, don't you, Dave? So there you go.
Not yet. That's my
no, next. David, you're like, so that was fascinating. And I was sweating.
How'd you do?
Well, apparently, after it was over, I was given, I wasn't sure as I was, I thought it was received, you know, not well. I'm not used to anyone really wanting to hear me talk ever.
Right.
Especially for
That's good for a podcast.
Well, especially for extended amounts of time.
Yeah.
Right. And then after it was over, people said it went over really well. And I still really didn't believe that. And then I got pictures sent back to me earlier today after a few days after the event. And all the pictures of the crowd.
Yeah.
Everyone was smiling or laughing.
Oh.
And no one is putting a noose around their neck or slitting their wrists.
So that was one interesting. That was one highlight. I met an NFL starting quarterback, hung out with him, Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah, of course. Oh, used to play for Seattle. Yeah.
Which was super cool. Yesterday was his birthday.
Also married to Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Or is that his brother Tim Hasselbeck?
Oh, it's that's his a brother. Good question.
Yeah. Might be his brother. I'm getting them confused.
I don't
remember
know.
Her. Yep. She was on The View. She started on Survivor.
Yeah, she was a Survivor.
Wait, was she a Republican or something?
Yes.
She was a conservative.
She was the conservative voice on The View for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And then I went to something really interesting. I went to the
Wait, what was Hasselbeck like?
Was he a nice guy?
Super cool.
Yeah.
I asked him, was there any athlete that you worked with, that you played with, who could have been one of the best ever but didn't have the head for it?
Ooh.
And
did he say himself?
No. He mentioned a wide receiver that went to, like, Rutgers, and the Tennessee Titans drafted him in the first round.
Yeah.
And he was arrested 9 times. And they signed Randy Moss to play with this guy, but Randy Moss and him didn't click because Randy Moss was from the farmland or whatever. This guy was like a New York City kid.
Yeah.
So he ended up being cut and never actually, that was an interesting sort of conversation to have with him.
Wow. There's a lot of those guys though, like Ricky Williams. Remember Ricky Williams, the running back?
Yeah.
He had a couple, a year or two that was pretty good.
He was, but he was never into football. He never really liked football. Remember, Mike Ditka was the coach of the Saints at the time?
I do remember.
Traded every one of his draft picks that year so he could draft Ricky Williams.
Yep.
And then Ricky Williams got busted with pot, and then he wouldn't grow his hair. You know, this whole the whole nonsense.
Anyway. Yep.
And then I went to the network state, which was this Balaji Srivastavan thing. He was like the CTO of Coinbase.
Yeah, people don't know what that is, but that's
partnered Andreessen Horowitz, which is one of the best known venture funds in the world.
Yes.
anyway, a big part of his thing is like Bitcoin and like network cities where they're building new cities.
Okay. It's
really fascinating. I mean, cities called like Esmeralda, Prospera. Have you guys heard about Prospera? There was an article about the New York Times.
Where are these cities exactly?
Prospera is an island off by Honduras that they bought.
Oh,
and
all right.
They're building these new communities that are, yeah. it's kind of nuts.
Like, they're like mini utopias.
Yeah. Like another one is Zuzalu and cul-de-sac.
Yeah. Those sound like real good ideas.
It's pretty.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts. It's like Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
So that was
nothing
really cool
like Lord of the Rings.
But there, I mean, there was 10,000 people there, like nodding their heads profusely. There is a movement that's happening here, my friends.
Were you at a seizure convention, or was it what you were saying?
No, they want to create their own nation states outside of any local currencies.
That's not weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's real. It's real. So that was
true in the 60s, though, right?
And it's always fascinating hearing people rip on the United States when you're in other countries. Especially Singapore. Singapore, people live in Singapore, rip on the U.S. all the time. There's no crime in Singapore. There's no drugs in Singapore.
That's
there's no guns. You know,
there's no gum.
You can get stuff done very quickly.
Yeah.
It's like it's very much more efficiently run than the U.S.
It's like a benevolent dictatorship almost.
Yep.
It's not a dictatorship at all, but it is very tightly
ruled. And the crazy thing is I accidentally brought drugs with me over there.
Oh my gosh.
You could have been put away for a long time.
I could have been put away for a long time.
Yeah. Remember that kid a long time ago, I think it was in the 80s or 90s, who vandalized a car and then he had to do the public flogging?
Yeah,
he
was sentenced to the public. Him, right?
Yeah, like the cane. He was going to get caned. They don't do
that
anymore.
I have a question for you. When you travel a lot and you're traveling, aren't you so sick of people saying to you, how are you doing? How's your jet lag? It's just a stupid question.
Well, listen, when you go to Singapore, it's a common topic for everybody because everyone has traveled there from somewhere else.
It's filler. It's filler.
It's filler.
I don't want to have any filler conversations.
Well, then we should stop talking right now.
It's like, how
you
doing?
This whole podcast is filler.
How you doing? Well, hold on a second. When we ask each other how we're doing, it's inferred, right, that there's going to be somewhat of an interesting – well, David has a bit of a more leeway than we do with his response. Yeah. But that there's an interesting response.
They're supposed to be. Yes.
Yes.
Correct. I hear you. All right.
It's not very nice
at all. And by the way, the other thing is I got my hair cut. My barber said to me my hair is getting thicker.
Yeah, that's – I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either.
No, no. Yeah. You know why it's possible?
It's a paid service provider.
No. Yeah. David, I demand honesty from my service providers. I pay premium for it.
Correct. Okay, right? That's exactly right.
Yeah, brings more honesty
than a fresh Ben Franklin.
The reason was I don't use product anymore.
I know. You told us this last time.
Yeah, and it's working.
So you think it's getting thicker?
Look at my hair.
It looks great. Is that what – I mean, is this the Gary Shandling show? In every episode, are you just fishing for a compliment on your hair? Is that what's happening now?
I love Gary Shandling.
Yeah, he was the best.
If I don't wear product in my hair, it looks all gray. Like it helps darken
it helps
my
get
hair.
Rid of the gray?
Well, it doesn't get rid of the gray. It just if it's when it's just dry with no.
Oh, that's interesting.
It looks a lot more gray. So
all right.
The product you're using is called Just for Men. That's why.
That's exactly right.
That's not right. I want to just touch on one thing you said. Don't you, when you do the podcast, feel like you are speaking to a group of people rather than just the three of us? Isn't there sort of a
but it's different. He's talking about a soliloquy. He's talking about a soliloquy where you just have to fill the space. No one's going to chime in to what you're saying.
And unlike Jimmy Swaggart, right, or Jim Baker,
televangelist,
selling survivor kits to their parishioners, right?
Yeah.
What we're talking about doing is pitching a vision to the most cynical people in the world, your peers, right?
Yeah.
It was a very, very high pressure situation. That's why I had to start with Larry David.
But you nailed it. Yes. Very good. All right.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually a very good speaker. Apparently, I've been told this a few times.
Yeah. When you're not looking at your phone.
Yeah, ironically, I'm very bad at one-on-one communication. Very, yes, very bad.
And two-on-one. All right, Dave.
Let's start.
Yeah, let's get
start the podcast. All right. So if you're new to the podcast, we haven't started yet. This was just the opener.
Yeah.
We're a podcast where each of us comes together and has a topic that we bring up that we are not aware of, and we talk about it and discuss.
Well, we're aware of it. The other two aren't.
That's right. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Let's see. We should let you know that there's lots of ways to interact with us. We have an email address, which I've learned that there is now a password, which is
we have a password now, which is good. Otherwise, we couldn't see the email.
I assume that there's were thousands of emails in there, but
turns out we put the password in, there was nothing.
Well, if you want to keep it at nothing, or you want to ruin that nothing streak, you can.
When was our last email? When was it?
No, we've seen the emails. There's been nothing of consequence for a few episodes now. So we really would love someone to write in and tell us what you think
what
about something.
What happened to our
we've
most devout
about.
Listener, JP?
Devout listeners, well, we'll call them out right now. You just called JP out. So if JP is
she
listening
or something, what happened with her?
She's frustrated that you're not dating her friend. That's what's happening.
There you go. That's JL. That's a different initials. Anyway, keep going, Dave.
You're right.
Yes.
I messed up.
Yes.
Sorry, got my J's. So we want to hear from everybody. It's at friends@fts.media is our email address. We also have a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And most of all, we need you to check us out on Instagram and TikTok and on YouTube. Search, it's at Friends Talking Shop, or search for Friends Talking Shop on YouTube. Lots of content on there. I think we all contribute just about equally to all that content that's out there.
I think that's right. 99, one and one.
Yeah.
98, one and one. I did the math wrong.
That's why we're here. All right. Well, let's kick off the episode. I think I've done all the intros here.
Should we maybe change this up? I think maybe Dave should not be moderating anymore. He's
okay.
Come on.
We've done this. We've been through this. We changed that where you and I both were taking turns hosting. It didn't really work that well. We agreed, hey, let's go back to the original form with Dave hosting.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to host. I'm saying, Josh, I want you to do it.
Okay. I might pick up that baton if you want me to.
See, but it ruins the dynamic.
It does ruin the dynamic.
Each have a spot. Like, this is a comfortable spot. People need to have some familiarity. They're used to.
They're going
to
lose their minds if Dave's not doing the intro.
All right.
Then I'm not saying that I think I'm great at it. Josh can be better at it.
He's good at it.
If Josh does it, then his role of – antagonizer, changes. Like
it changes.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I accept
just
that.
Let us do the hard thinking here, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's kick this off.
Is that what you say to your team, David?
Yes, that's what he says. That's his motivator.
Yeah.
Let me do the thinking, all right, everybody?
Let me do the thinking. You guys do all the –
All right, take five. Everybody
sit
take
there
five.
And shut up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Josh, why don't you kick us off this week?
All right. So per my usual topic around this time of year, I had my annual weekend retreat with my college buddies. Omar, I swear to God, if you're looking at your phone, I'm going to reach through the screen.
I'm listening to you.
Yeah, but you're looking at your phone. The listeners could know the ajna that I go through, that Omar puts Dave and
it's,
I through.
It's not ajna. It's ajita.
It's not ajita. Anyway, so we had our annual retreat with my college buddies. And this year was a special year because it was 50. And I think I talked about the one I did with my high school friends was a topic. And sure enough, this turned out to be very topic rich this weekend. So we went to we rented a lake house outside of Charlotte at Lake Norman, which was very nice.
Was it a two or three star Airbnb?
It was a 1.5 star and it was wonderful. The pool was usable, unlike the one from the other year that I talked about. So that was always nice. But we just buy so much food and so much of everything. I'm not even kidding. We were there from Thursday to Monday. I weighed myself before I left. Guess how much weight I put on in just Thursday to Monday.
Thursday to Monday? I think
Thursday
to
Monday.
6 pounds.
6 pounds.
Six.
I gained 6 pounds. It was gross. Anyway, so my one friend, who is a highly respected transplant surgeon, I won't say his name. I told you before that that we heard, we had a revelation, as we call them, with him. We get these revelations where he just talks and he tells us something just, you know, without trying to hide it. And it's just something that, you know, makes our mind explode. And last time, last year, it was that he revealed that he still showers with his two sons. And his sons at the time were 10 and 8.
Oh, my God.
And we told him, if you remember, that was a topic.
I never forgot it. No.
Yes, I'm sure you haven't. It's memory burn. We told him that was completely unacceptable, and nobody does that. Well, we learned some more, and I'd like to share with you some of what I learned.
It's not the YMCA where there's multiple shower heads. It's
No. This is at his home.
This is
at his home with his sons, and he showers with them.
Good Lord.
What we learned first is that he's still showering. They're 11 and 9 now. He's still showering with them. So that's horribly disturbing, but something that we knew already. Okay, I'm going to hit you with a few things additional that he revealed to us. And you tell me your response, because I will tell you the response of everybody
else. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. First, he's a stocky boy, and he's on Wegovy. And it doesn't seem to be working.
He's the only one.
He might be the only one where he's actually beating Wegovy. Okay? So if anyone doesn't know what Wegovy is, it's like Ozempic.
It's a scientific miracle.
It's like Ozempic. It's the shots you take that suppresses your appetite. It's the big, what are they called? CLP inhibitors?
GLP-1. I heard it referred to as GLP-1 by a doctor. GLP-1.
Yeah. But people are doing that to help them lose weight. And he's on Wegovy, and he is beating Wegovy. So I suggest the medical community go to his house immediately and find out what he's doing that's beating this drug. But he hired a fat coach, okay? He found this fat coach.
Is that what David hired? David, the same person you hired, David?
No, he didn't hire a fat coach.
That's a life what coach.
He hired a life coach.
Not a love coach.
He hired a life coach. But my buddy hired a fat coach, as he put it. And he found this guy. Didn't get it like from somebody else, you know, like a reference. Found him online, liked his ad, hired him. And we said, okay, what did this entail? Here's what the fat coach had him eat on a daily basis. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, he has a protein shake. That's sensible. That seems right.
Yep.
A couple hours later, 20 almonds. 20 almonds. For lunch, you ready for this? He told him to get a 6-inch Subway, a 6-inch hoagie from Subway with double meat and a bag of baked Lays.
All right.
Which is, that to me already is weird. Is that not weird?
Right. Yes.
Well,
a Subway sandwich when you hire a fat – what fat coach is telling you to go to Subway?
Well, wasn't – what's the guy from –
Who, Jared, the pedophile?
Jared, yeah. He lost
the pedophile? Weight. Yeah, well, it didn't work for him. It made him touch kids.
Look, you get extra protein. I think when you want to lose weight, I think you need to up your protein.
But you don't want the roll. You don't want that carb roll.
Well, you got to eat some calorie. It's not like you got to eat 20 almonds. Keep going.
Let me keep going.
I don't think that's actually that – bad.
Really? Okay.
Well,
interesting.
It's the middle of the day too. You need energy.
It is. It's in the middle of the day. In the afternoon, he eats cheese sticks. Cheese sticks? I don't know what fat coach would tell you to eat cheese.
Well, that's protein, isn't it?
It's dairy. I don't know. Anyway, but, and then he has grilled.
Your calorie number is pretty low still at this point. I bet
he has grilled chicken for dinner.
Okay.
And then he has a diet popsicle for dessert.
Okay.
We all thought this was a little
much. Is there no alcohol involved in this? Is what I'm assuming. No alcohol.
No, I don't think
that's
fat coach is telling you to drink alcohol.
No, so my point is there's also a specific thing. Do not drink alcohol.
Well, he didn't tell us that. But this was his daily routine. He did this every day. He ate this same diet every 20 almonds, a protein shake, 6-inch double meat sub from Subway.
So your friend Fat Albert, whatever his name is.
He's not Fat Albert, but yes.
What's his name?
I'm not saying his name.
Well, then it's Fat Albert, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, fine.
Fat Albert. When he walks in, does he go, hey, hey, hey?
No, he does not.
Does he wear a giant
He's not Fat Albert.
Sweater?
He's, he's more like the Kool-Aid man. He's stocky. He's stocky and round. He's not. No one would look at him and go, "You're fat," but they would definitely go, "You ain't thin."
Wait.
All right.
When the Kool-Aid when the Kool-Aid man comes through the wall, what does he say? Forget.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the best.
Does he say that when he walks in your house?
No, he does not. He does not say that. So that's what we learned first. He hired.
Have you ever broken a chair when he sat down?
No, not that I've seen. Not that I've seen.
Have you ever seen him eat two dinners in a sitting?
No, but I will say this. He obviously wasn't working because his fat coach, and he told us this, took away the baked Lays. He was not allowed to eat the baked Lays with the Subway sandwich after a certain point, as if that was going to make a difference.
Is the fat coach a profession? Like, how much does that make?
This is the point. The fat coach is this is a complete sham of a fat coach. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. He ended up firing him.
Time out, though. That meal plan, I mean, if there's no variety, which I think that's very tough. But in terms of the number of calories, it's kind of protein heavy. You eat more at lunch than you do dinner. This is not a terrible plan. Why are we dumping on the plan here?
Dave, well, first of all, he's doing that and taking Wegovy, and he's not losing weight.
Well, that I don't understand.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, okay. We start off tame. That was the one revelation he had for us. The second revelation was he said they keep the boys. Well, hold on. Let me back up.
Cages?
Hold on. No. So you know what he bought his kids? He's got an 11-year-old son, a 9-year-old son, and a 6-year-old daughter. He bought the two boys, the 11 and 9-year-old.
Are they fat?
No, they're not.
Fat kids are the worst.
They're not fat kids.
When I see fat kids, I go fucking nuts.
Well, that's interesting.
I don't want to be around fat kids. I have no interest in talking to them. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
This is aggressive. I think you're. It's not the kids' fault.
It's wrong.
Isn't it, Josh?
Not the kids' fault. It's not.
Not all the time.
Not most of the time.
This is the problem. You guys coddle the youth.
I'm not coddling the youth.
Here's the thing.
The kids got to get fed by somebody.
And corporations are making food to be addictive. Yes. And kids don't know better if the parents aren't.
What happened to people taking personal responsibility?
You should.
Corporation fault?
When you're 10 years old, you don't pick your meals. Your meals are picked for you.
And they don't have the self-control not to
eat. Let's be honest.
Twinkies,
let's be honest.
If that's in the house.
Twinkies.
All right. So do you know what he
still?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they went bankrupt, but I think they've been brought back.
Do you know what he
bought his two sons? He
Twinkies.
Bought them. No, close. He bought them motorcycles, okay? Oh. Electric motorcycles. So they're battery powered.
Okay.
They go up to 40 miles an hour.
Have you met his sons? Wow.
I have met his sons.
Are they brats?
Look,
I knew it.
They're nice boys. I met them when they were very young, but they're clearly, it's clearly Lord of the, not to use Lord of the Flies yet again as another reference, but it's clearly Lord of the Flies over there.
I knew it. This guy is a terrible father.
It is.
Does he listen to the podcast, by the way?
Yeah, he does. He listens to the podcast.
Oh my
He's probably a good dad that is just doing some really stupid shit. And so he bought them these bikes. These bikes go 40 miles an hour, right? Here's the crazy part.
You're not a terrible father, Fat Albert.
Here's the crazy part.
Too late.
Here's the crazy part. These boys ride them in the streets and Okay. Great. Elmar, you put me down a great path. Let me just say, I'm going to address that in half a second. They drive them down the streets and they go to Starbucks and they get in the drive-through line. Think of a 9-year-old boy on a battery-powered motorcycle going through Starbucks. It's insane.
Wait,
it's insane.
What the fuck? Are there cup holders?
It's insane.
I've ridden many types of bipedal devices.
You have
no cup holders.
There's no cup holders. So I'm hoping this kid. I'm hoping he's not. I'm hoping he's drinking it and then going back on the street as a 9-year-old. So we asked him, Omar, do they wear helmets? And he said yes. And he showed us a picture. Do you know what they're wearing? They're wearing batting helmets that you wear in Little League. That's what they're wearing. And we went, are you out of your mind?
Oh,
those aren't going to do shit if they slide on the cement or hit something.
Right. I think pop
it's a
right.
Batting up. Helmet.
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
There's no strap.
There's no strap. It's a batting helmet. It's a batting helmet that you get at Dick's Sporting Goods. You can't wear that.
How far is the Starbucks from their house?
If it was a mile, it's too far. You,
a mile's a long way.
Yeah, that's I was thinking a block away.
You are not allowed to be on the streets at 9 years old in any vehicle. That's batshit crazy.
I don't believe that they're 9 years old. I think this is a fight.
9 and 11. I know these kids. They're 9 and 11.
Well, if they're older, the shower thing is worse. So,
well, yeah, it's no good. Any way you slice this this cat.
It's a very thin age to where you can shower with your children and have them be motorcycle riders. It's a very thin age there.
You're right. There's no Venn diagram for that, Dave. Showering with your dad, riding a motorcycle, the Venn diagram never intersects.
It's way apart.
Except in his house. It's unbelievable.
Well, I would say I'm a really big proponent of, you know, this whole transgender thing where the school.
What?
Well, listen, where the schools don't tell the parents. If a child wants to change.
Are you getting
their
political?
Gender.
We don't get political on the show.
I'm not getting political.
You are. It sounds like you are.
No, he's I'm joking. Going with this.
Yeah.
Is that they're his kids, right?
Yes.
And I'm, it's really, really a slippery path to tell parents how to raise their kids.
You're right, except when you know they're doing it horribly wrong, like my buddy. You cannot, there's a law. The law is you have to be 16 years old to have a driver's license to drive on and you have to have a street legal vehicle. I don't know if these kids' bikes that go 40 miles per hour are street legal or not, but there's no way an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old are allowed on that street.
Are they motorcycles or are they electric bikes?
They're not electric bikes. I know what you mean. They look like motorcycles. You showed us pictures.
Really?
They look like motorcycles.
It's not a moped.
It is not a moped. A look like motorcycles, but they're designed for kids.
Can we confirm that they're whether or not they're drinking the Starbucks? By the way,
I will get that answer for you.
Ordering?
It's a great question.
What are
it's
they ordering question. From Starbucks?
That's the other question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I asked them that too, but no, I didn't ask them that. I didn't ask them your question, which is a great question, whether they're holding it and driving back or drinking it first. But I did ask him what they ordered, and he had no clue. But, isn't that amazing? So there's more.
There's more. Okay.
Yes. So we said to him, we're like, you need to get a motorcycle helmet. If you're going to let them drive something that goes 40 miles an hour, you better wear really protective helmets.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
So he's like, listen, we're very protective. We don't even let them have social media because we know how bad that is for them.
Ooh.
Well, it took me all of 5 minutes to get on TikTok and find his son's account. And he's making videos left and right, his one kid. All right. So
he was shocked. Was he mad?
Well, no, he said, because he told us they don't have phones. I'm like, oh, well, then I guess they don't have social media. But then I said, look, he has a TikTok account.
Wait.
And he
How
says,
did John
oh,
find it.
Well, it's easy. But he has a TikTok account. Why does he have it? How does he have a TikTok account? They have iPads.
Oh.
They have iPads. So he thinks that not having a phone means you're not on social media, but he didn't put the synapses down. Now, this is a surgeon. This is a highly regarded person who does life altering surgery on human beings.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. While we were there, we also learned that his wife had gotten his daughter, who's six, Louis Vuitton shoes.
The daughter's name, JonBenet.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Now, for those who don't know what Louis Vuitton shoes are, these are ridiculously high-end shoes, right? Omar knows, right?
Yeah, Christian Louboutin. They have red soles.
There you go. They have the red. There you go. That's what we learned. But he bought them. I said to him, you realize she's six. She will be out of those shoes in a month. She will grow out of those shoes. 2 months. It's insane.
Do you say how much they were?
I think they were $250, I believe was the number, which is absolutely crazy. The last thing that we learned from my buddy is that his kids, 11, 9, and 6, you ready for this? Here it is. They get professional massages. Massages. Can you imagine a professional masseuse and a six-year-old kid walks into your room and onto your table? Could you imagine?
Hmm.
That's insane.
That is
nuts.
Wrong on so many levels.
Right. And he said, this is what he said. So that's what we said, Dave. So it's so funny you say it. I said that. I said almost verbatim. I'm like, you realize how wrong that is to have a stranger touching your kid like that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, either my wife or I are in the room. We have to be in the room. I said, you think that doesn't make it that
why would
much
you
better?
Feel that's necessary? Yeah. Why well, without his some idea that it's
I don't
not right.
Any of this is so crazy.
Yes. Isn't it crazy? So this is an actual person.
I don't know.
This
how
person
to process
exists
this.
That does these with his kids. This person exists. Can you process any of this? What's your thoughts? Give me your we were blown away. We were all blown away. We couldn't believe it. We were asking a ton of questions. Tell me your thoughts on what you just learned.
It reminds me of that movie, The Toy.
Yes. With Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Where the kid wants a toy and he gets Richard
Jackie
Pryor.
Gleason.
Yes, is his dad. And yeah. Jackie Gleason hires Richard Pryor to be his kid's toy, if anyone's not seen that
yeah.
movie.
It's tell hilarious. Your friend that I'm for hire. I will come play with the kids.
You know what's funny? I think the kid in that movie had a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
didn't
sure.
that kid yeah. have a motorcycle in that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm
what do you make
think,
of this? What do you make of this, Dave?
What are you – like in a six-year-old, what muscles do they have?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're massaging, what you would feel comfortable massaging
are
our six-year-old.
Are students?
I think they are. We didn't ask that question.
Do
I think
the
they are.
Do volunteer at all? Anything?
I don't know.
Church?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. They play football. I know that because he's the coach of their football team.
Well, did they play?
Yeah, they both play. Yeah, they play. They're on the team. I don't think they're the best ones, but they
this
play.
Is your
they,
same friend who said if you needed surgery or an operation, you wouldn't have him operate on
correct.
You.
That's exactly right. That's good memory. You are listening. That's exactly and for these reasons. For these reasons,
yeah.
Because you question judgment.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't want him operating on me either. I'd rather have if my finger was cut off, I'd rather have David sew it back on.
But
I do my best.
What's amazing, Omar, is that this guy does speaking engagements. He is well regarded. He is well regarded in the industry.
Until people, his name gets out and people hear this podcast.
That's why I'm not using his name. He is also, if you remember correctly, if I told you, I think I told you this, he has also twice had his car stolen. Why? Because he leaves his keys in there. Not by accident, on purpose. Yeah,
yeah.
Twice, car stolen.
He's an interesting fella.
He's an interesting guy. We call him Treasure because he's a treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's yes. good. But you know, when he listens to the podcast now, is he gonna call yeah. you like, hey?
No, he listened to the last one where I told you guys he showered with his boys and he loved it. He thought it was hilarious.
He thought, well, I guess that all kind of works together, I
Dr.
guess.
Dr. Albert.
Yeah.
He's a great person. And I know he loves his kids, I don't question that. It's just his judgment with them is just so out there. It's so out of left field. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think
if you were to buy your kid a motorcycle, okay, this is what I told him. I said, let's say my kid wanted a motor. First of all, I wouldn't buy my kid a motorcycle when he's 19. But let's say I did buy my kid a motorcycle. I got one better. We bought my son a scooter, an electric scooter. To get around his college campus, right? That's a
yep.
scooter.
Yep.
That's nothing close to his 40-mile-per-hour motorcycle. My wife is hounding him to wear a helmet and to be, you know, to go slow, blah, blah. Hounding him. He's 19.
He can't wear.
He's not.
A helmet
he doesn't.
And a scooter.
He does.
Come
it's not.
That,
it's not
yeah.
cool.
You
it's
need
just
to
not
just
cool.
lie to your wife. Yeah.
You're gonna. That's what I said. He's gonna get the shit beat out of him if he's got a
yes,
helmet.
Yes, of course.
Right. And no one wears a helmet riding those scooters when you're 19.
No.
But
no.
I'm just putting that in perspective. For my wife wanting my son, who rides a scooter, who's 19, to wear the proper helmet, whereas my friend has a 9-year-old riding a motorcycle at 3 times the speed and not really wearing proper headgear or any gear whatsoever. They're wearing shorts in the picture, not even wearing pants.
Wow.
So if this kid's getting an accident, I mean, it's game over.
I got to see a video of this.
Oh, I'll get one sent to you.
No.
I'll get one
sent
to you.
No, to be clear, I'm talking about the massages.
That was well done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about that time you showed up to this podcast.
Although the shower, you started with the shower.
It's batshit. It's batshit crazy. It's and he doesn't see anything wrong with
Yeah, I think his name should be actually batshit.
Yeah. Now he does understand now, after we browbeat him, that they need real motorcycle helmets. I mean, I think we scared the hell out of him. You're going to be scraping your kids' brains off the cement.
Where are these kids' future going? If you're giving them massages and motorcycles at this age, they're going to be
Louboutin shoes. Some of those
characters from that movie, WALL-E.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's the concern. So it's really
right?
This is nuts now, but look out when they're 14, 15, 16. This is these.
I have a question, David.
Yes.
Josh, don't answer this. Do you think there's a what it's 0 to 100? What's the likelihood of being certainty that this guy also has a vending machine for the kids in the house?
A vending machine,
you're like snacks and candy.
I it sounds to me, you mean that he makes them pay for their snacks?
No. It's not It's just they can get vending. It's just whatever they.
If he's they saying,
like 6C, it's like a Snickers bar.
Did they buy a vending machine for the house, that's cost free that the kids could just go and push the buttons and get
Doritos?
I'm sure they have probably a pantry that's got every snack imaginable in that thing.
I don't know if they have a vending machine. I don't think so. He would have told us that. Maybe we're going to learn that later.
If we ever have any revenue from FTS, one of the first things we're going to do is send him a vending machine, an FTS vending machine.
That's good.
Let's do that.
I am game for that.
I figured out why he's got being Wagovi too. If he's, I'm only eating 20 almonds, he's probably got all these snacks.
That would be it. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
All right. So that's my topic.
Yep. All right. That's good. Hey, Omar, what's your topic?
So what I was looking at, it will make more sense now, but I'll do a bit of a bridge into it. So we had do you guys know what vaginal cream is?
Well, if what? We don't, we surely can figure it out just from the title of the product.
So apparently vaginal cream, right, is there was a actually wait, do you know how do you know what Propecia's for?
Yes, for hair growth.
But do you know how Propecia was originally sort of found to be like demonstrably effective for hair growth?
No.
Propecia is actually used for enlarged prostates.
Propecia is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They put it on their prostate?
No. It was the base chemicals in it.
Okay.
Were
you take it orally?
Were for enlarged prostates. And I noticed that it had a discernible effect on hair growth. No joke.
To have that job. Yep.
So the vaginal cream, right? Somebody at some point, apparently, a few months ago or years ago, put it on their face.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm not kidding. And
anything goes these days.
No, listen.
Is this someone you know?
Yes. It's actually a portfolio company that I'm invested in.
Did they do this on a dare? Were they last place in their fantasy league? How did this happen?
No, this was done through a portco through a firm you guys both know. You guys met with them a few times, and then a women's postmenopause company called and the founder spoke at our event in Nashville a few days ago.
Okay,
I asked her, have there been any interesting things that have come out of the blue? And she was, there's just, you know, and she went down the path of vaginal cream. And she was saying how people, they used it on the face. And it actually had.
Who used it on their face?
I don't know. Apparently it has I'm not sure why exactly it is used per se for that area of the body. But I think it has some skin tightening effects.
This is not for like a yeast infection.
Is that what vaginal cream is for?
That's what I thought. I don't know what else you'd put cream down there for. I mean, you're talking about three guys here. These are three 50-year-old middle-aged men.
Why would you even thought that? Why would you say it?
Talking about vaginal cream.
So my point is, if you put it on the face, it actually it cleared up the skin, lowered the wrinkles. And so they're now turning that into a product, and I'm going to have some sent to me. Yeah.
Please tell me they're going to change the label.
Honestly, it's been a dry year for me. So that'll be as close I will have gotten to a magical in a long time.
Please tell me they're not just sending you like Vagisil
no.
that you're putting on your face.
is that one of the products?
Oh yeah, there's Vagisil and Monistat.
How do you know this?
What?
Because there was a comedian who did a joke, and it stuck with me. It's the funniest joke ever. He said that there's yeast infection. If you get a yeast infection, and you go to the it was a female comedian, obviously, and you go to the drugstore. You can choose Monistat 1, Monistat 7. And she got – the person said, what's the difference between Monistat 1 and Monistat 7? He said, well, Monistat 1 clears it up in one day. And Monistat 7, it takes 7 days. Like, why would anyone buy Monistat 7? Why? I'd like my yeast infection, so I don't want it to go away immediately. I mean, it makes no sense. Obviously, there's something I'm missing. There's a nuance I'm missing there. But that was the joke. It was hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's how I know Monistat, just from that joke.
That's funny.
So is that what you're getting, or you're getting something that's – please tell me has a different label or no label?
No, it's a different label because they changed some of the adjacent compounds in it to make it more
– They took out the estrogen?
Yeah. So – but well, actually, you know what's funny? Like the woman said to me that I have more estrogen than she does. And I said, well have you seen my fingernails? For our listeners, my fingernails are usually
– painted.
Are painted. But that was a laugher. But but it got me thinking how you know the last few months of my life have been torturous. And I haven't talked to you guys about it really because I was embarrassed. Like
really?
Yeah. I haven't.
What's going on? Why torturous?
Well, I'm gonna explain it to you guys.
Okay. And
honestly, well, so I was. Do you remember when you said to me that I should be washing my hair more?
Yes.
And that was about 2 months ago or something, 3 months ago.
Something like that.
And I don't know, it sort of triggered something in me. My head started itching a little bit, right?
Yeah, because you weren't washing it.
Yeah. Well, my point is, David, why are you laughing?
Why am I laughing? Why is he laughing? It's hilarious.
Wait, you want me to be say nothing or –
So anyway, my point is, I had a rash like on my leg, on my shin, and
was
then,
it a yeast infection?
No. Well, it eventually like
were
I went
you,
to go see
were
the
you
doctors.
Rubbing Wonder Bread on your body?
I went to see doctors in Puerto Rico. They gave me like steroid cream,
okay,
and like pills.
Okay,
what are those pills called?
I don't know.
That are like antibiotics, right?
Okay, antibiotics. Okay.
None of that shit worked, right?
Okay.
It just got worse, right?
Really?
And then I saw a doctor in Florida.
Okay.
Actually, where I am right now, about 2 months ago, and they took like a skin thing where they took like part of my sample.
Yeah.
And then
a biopsy.
Then, and like I was like, you know, putting on like, you know, whatever, like steroid cream and whatever.
Yep.
And it wasn't really working. And I eventually called them back when they had the results. And they're like, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Even saying it to you guys, like, makes you want to like shudder. They're like, you have psoriasis. What?
Oh, I thought it was going to be something with your ovaries. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
What do I live in a fucking trailer park in like Kansas City?
That does that. That's not what psoriasis can happen to anybody.
Yes. No, it happens.
Yes,
to watch Jay Leno. Okay.
No, it doesn't. It's dry skin
and come people on, are like man. Overweight.
Well,
right?
Yes, but it also and happens to other people.
To college.
Oh my God!
No.
You are just insulting every. You're
what
trying to scare
you?
Away every one of our listeners.
I'm also describing Trump supporters. But anyway, my point is, I'm like, oh my fucking God, I have psoriasis. Like, what the fuck?
It's just dry skin. That's all it is.
No, this was all consuming. Like on my arms, on my back.
Oh, I'm thinking of eczema.
Do you guys ever get a mosquito bite, right? And you itch it. It feels really good.
Yes.
Like this is like that times 100.
Oh, wow.
How much it itches and how good it feels when you scratch it.
When you scratch it, yeah.
So like I have been like I'm like and by the way, it's incurable. Right?
Really?
Incurable. and like it can only be like managed by like apparently like not eating like gluten, sugar, like all this other nonsense, and then exercise doesn't help. And I would like take, I mean again, I wear like different. I put on. I would take two to three showers a day. Right.
That's too many. That's too many.
And I'd have to because I would be so uncomfortable. That was the only way to like
dissipate. That make it worse.
That should make it worse, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just dry yourself out.
Right.
But it's super moisturized, like all the time, like cream.
Yeah.
And then I went to a doctor in New York.
Yep.
About literally 2 weeks ago. So it's September 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he's like,
"You don't have psoriasis."
It's not psoriasis.
Yeah. Like, of course. I knew this was coming.
It's not. He goes, "No, it's prurigo nodularis."
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was prurigo nodularis. I was going to say that.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it was just, it was the ring on your phone that's supposed to be silenced. Or do you – oh, what prurigo nodularis is? I have no idea.
Yeah. Anyway, my point is he gave me some pills. It's gone.
Gone. That serves you right for going to somebody in Puerto Rico.
3 months.
3 months you dealt with that.
Puerto Rico doctor, Florida doctor. That's why New York City is the best fucking city in the world.
It's there are better doctors. Yes.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
I mean, amazing. Did they take a biopsy of your skin, or did he just look at it?
Looked at it.
He looked at it and knew it right away.
Correct.
So what is that? What does that mean?
It is a chronic skin odor characterized by multiple. What? I'm reading it right now.
I know, but what you said was gibberish. Chronic what?
Skin disorder that is has like different types of, you know, rashes, but it's like, I don't know, but
is it reoccurring? Are you going to get it again?
A majority of patients are between the ages of 51 and 65.
That's you.
Yeah.
That's you.
African-Americans are 3 to 4 times more likely to have it than white patients.
Oh, really? So what does this have to do with vaginal cream?
No, it's about how important, guys, our skin is to each of us.
Okay, there you go.
You put a bell on that nicely.
Yes. Because, look, I get stopped all the time. And
about what?
I'm complimented about my skin.
Oh, not by the police. I think not by the police.
No, as a matter of fact, I had a date, you know, and the girl was like, "How old are you?" I'm like, 50. She goes, "You're not." She goes, "You're like 38. I'm like, she goes, "No, you're not." People just look at me.
Show her your yeast infection leg. She'll take that back.
That's right. Well, good luck on the dating scene now.
No, but yeah, I thought I would be like, I feel like a leper. I felt.
Yeah.
Like a leper.
Not a good feeling.
It's horrid, you know?
Yeah.
And now I feel like, what was that guy's name? Engelbert Humperdinck? What was the guy's name who was the hunchback in Notre Dame?
Oh, Quasimodo.
Quasimodo.
Yeah, Engelbert Humperdinck is a famous person.
Well, so is Quasimodo.
I think. Well, not really. He's not real.
I bet you more people know Quasimodo than Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes, that is true, but that does not prove the point.
Prove what point?
It's not real versus. You were. Never mind.
He's a singer. So, yes, that's.
He's a singer. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yes.
British singer.
Okay. So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm. A Man Without Love was one of his songs, which
great
seems
song.
Appropriate at this moment.
Yeah, great song.
Your rash.
His other song was Vaginal Cream on My Body.
which was
a big hit. It
reminds me of you.
So are you going to use this vaginal cream
1,000%.
On your face? And where are you going to put it?
On my forehead.
You think this will get rid of any lines or wrinkles?
Yeah.
You don't think you're going to be hit on by men while going outside?
But yeah, people are going to be staring at your forehead. Yeah.
There's something about you that I really like.
your forehead
hit on my straight men.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. I found myself.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I'm actually doing it just because. It's going to be great material.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I applaud that. But this is
No. Hold on a second. Not for this stupid podcast. I'm talking about when I talk to women.
You're going to tell. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Tell them you have vaginal cream on your forehead.
Guess what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Say, is that the Polo cologne? That's Monistat 7.
If I'm lucky, maybe they have a yeast infection.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, unbelievable. Are you going to put it in your man purse? Are you going to carry the cream around in your man purse?
Yeah, it depends on how big it is. But yeah, I mean, listen, our portfolio company founded this thing. So they told me they're going to send me a bunch of it.
Great.
Awesome.
Great.
When you get it, please take a picture and send it.
And by
me.
The way, I think we're going to give it away at our event in Austin, which you guys are going to be at.
Yeah, but just don't call it vaginal cream when you give it away.
It's going to be branded.
Yeah, lie to me. Lie to me. Yeah. I don't have any wrinkles. Look at me. Yeah. Do you see any wrinkles on my forehead?
Yeah, that's
I'm right. Older than both of you.
You know, it's funny. We had we always give swag out at our events. We had an event like this week, and we gave
what was your giveaway?
A new version of these hats, which
oh,
is
hats, okay.
Giveaway hats. It has Lou on the front,
yeah,
and then our brands.
Yeah, very good
on the side. This one's my. Oh, these are the wrong ones.
People can't see this stuff. We're on a podcast.
We gave out lip balm. Right,
a lip balm. Yeah, you did that before. You gave out lip balm.
But my dog's name is Lou, and it's called Lubricator.
Oh, that's clever.
Right, and then I said to the audience, 175 people. I go, guys, can you please talk about the 800-pound girl in the room?
Yes.
The lubricator has nothing to do with P. Diddy.
Yeah, you tripped on that, but that's funny. That's funny.
Joke, huh? Yeah.
Yes, Puffy. Very funny.
Yeah. But vaginal cream on the face, I'm actually the main thing better than
That's your new project.
If anyone had that on their bingo card, good luck to you. I did not see that coming.
What would be a good name for that product, Josh?
Face-a-sil.
Vag face?
Vag face. It would be
I'm not playing this game.
Mono cheek 7.
I only get in trouble even if I have a good one. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll email it to you.
Be careful.
I want to get to my topic, so we need to wrap this up. Let's go. I don't have a really good topic, although I thought of a couple of things. I did drive in a Waymo for the first time.
Oh, that was cool. You sent us a video of that. For those who don't know, that's an autonomous vehicle.
Yep. It's just like Uber. We ordered a car. It drove up by itself.
That's very cool.
Three of us piled in and watched it drive about 5 minutes to our destination.
Can I ask you, were you scared at any point?
Well, yes. We didn't realize when we called it, it came to like a dead end one-way street. So the first thing it had to do was do a Y turn to get around. And at first it kept going forward and stop, forward and stop, forward and stop.
And you're like, oh geez,
we might have to get out. Well, we realized one of my associates didn't have their seatbelt on. So it was like going and realizing. So we were like,
does it tell you that? Does it say buckle your seatbelt?
Yeah, it was right there on the screen. And we got our phones out and we're looking all over and we're not
paying attention.
And then all of a sudden this Amazon truck like comes down that street too, and he's got to do a Y turn. And he realized it's a Waymo. So he doesn't care about, anyone's right away. So he just starts to break, cut us off. When he finally turns around, he leans out the window and starts just launching F-bombs at us, I guess. I mean, there's no one
behind
the wheel.
But there's no driver. There's no driver. Who's he talking to?
Yeah, he just went ahead and did that. Off he went.
That's funny.
So maybe somewhere in Google, somewhere is like, uh-oh, we've got a problem.
I want to do that. That's to me, I'm not scared of that at all. I think it's so cool.
We tried that in Arizona. We were outside.
We did. We couldn't get it. We couldn't get it.
And but, in Arizona, where you can see, your left and right and everything.
That's true.
It would be a lot safer, I think it would feel. Where in San Francisco, these streets are packed in. I mean, the buildings come right up to the corner.
Yeah.
But
it's not flat roads. It's not flat roads. It's not,
all very hilly. I thought, though, as it makes its turns and goes, like it doesn't go very fast, it goes just the speed limit. Its turns are perfect. We will get used to this very, very quickly.
I think so, too.
Everyone is in one. You feel like – and in fact, I think there will be a day where we go, can you believe we had strangers pick us up in cars and then we let them –
That could murder us. Yeah.
Murdered on drugs, sleep.
Wait, when you got into this Waymo, were you like just chilling?
No, I had my phone on – record of the whole
time. Recorded it. He sent us the video of it.
But is that because you were worried about it being a liability?
Well, I did say this could be certainly evidence, in our trial if this thing like goes. And at one point it had to cross the street. It hit a stop sign and it had to cross the street. And there was a car parked kind of illegally that was blocking the view to the right. So I thought, oh my gosh, it's not going to see this car. And off it went. And we didn't get hit, obviously, but it was a little bit more aggressive crossing the street than I would have if I were driving. It was but it went. And I was like, that was the only time I was a little nervous about it. But
so it is it everywhere in San Fran? Because I'm going to be in San Fran next week.
If you're in the city limits, they're everywhere.
Yep. Okay,
it
good.
Took 5 minutes to get one.
I want to get one. Do I need an app, a special app?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. Did you download it when you're in Arizona? It's a Waymo One.
Okay, I'll do it.
Isn't there a wait list for it?
That's a good question. I saw something about wait lists, but maybe because I downloaded it from before I was in. So maybe if you don't have it, maybe you've got to. But I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. I guess I'll stay in this theme. I was in San Francisco to visit our venture capital funds and different things. And some of the ways they talk about the future is so fascinating to me. They said, you know, in the future, doctors are going to be displaced faster.
The year 3000.
I've done this already. I know.
Yeah.
I just love this stuff. But doctors, did I talk about this already? Doctors are going to be disrupted much faster than nurses.
Oh, yeah. Right? No question.
If you think about what a doctor does, it takes information.
For routine stuff.
For all diagnoses.
Yeah.
Think about what a doctor does. You come in, you give them a list of symptoms.
Yeah.
They use their training to figure out what it is, and then they use some probability that they think it is for treatment. Well, that is an AI program, right?
There. Absolutely. 100%.
A nurse has to come in, take your temperature, take your... You know, there's things that you could be replaced there, but like a nurse has much more physical things to do. So nursing is probably fine. Doctors are in trouble. My topic was going to be, though, which I know we're running out of time, is I had a dinner that night. And the dinner had a fair amount of people.
Okay.
And I'm finding these dinners, you know, when there are lots of people, they take a very long time. It's very loud. It's never in a place that you can hear. And if you're in a bad seating spot, it's a good 2 or 3 hours of it's a tough time, right? Like if you're in a good table, it's great. If you're in a tough table, you're too.
It's torture.
Next year. So I was going to ask you guys, when you're in that situation, what is your strategy? I mean, do you have one? Do you just kind of sit wherever you sit, or do you sort of like scan the room?
How many people?
Let's say 50 to 100.
Oh yeah, I don't. I purposely wait until the end if there's not a seat for me.
Yeah, and you do that all the time. I noticed that about you.
And so, what do? You wait and you don't sit down?
I don't do that.
I can float, and I'm not locked into anybody.
I specifically make a point to sit next to someone that I know that at least I can have a conversation with.
Okay, so you grab somebody, or you sort of
I either find
Josh,
someone.
Hold on. Josh grabs him by the you know what. We're talking about two different things right now.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, I don't know how many people are going to leave you a seat open with your Vagisil on your forehead. So that's – you might have trouble sitting at the place you want to sit these days. but I always make it a point that if there's someone I know that I can tolerate or I like, then I'll try to sit in that spot. Because otherwise – you know, I've had dinners. I had one dinner in particular in D.C. a very long time ago where I sat next to the worst person I possibly could have sat next to. I didn't know him prior, and it was awful. It was just it felt like I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
And these things are long, right?
They're long. You've got
apps, salad, dinner, dessert.
And you're no control when that food's coming.
Yeah.
And there's always a dessert, and no one gets up as soon as it's done. You sit there even longer after everyone's done. It's just – it's painful sometimes.
Do you think there's a point that you can like, look, I got to go? Like,
yes, 100%.
You think you get the meal, you eat 5 minutes into the main course, you've been there for an hour and a half, you go like, look, I'm out. You think that's socially acceptable?
No, it's not. But, you know, sometimes you got to pull that ripcord. But that's the beauty of phones these days. You can always do this too. I've done this. I pretend like the phone ring because I wanted to stop the conversation, and I just get up and I walk outside. I'm like, I just can't keep talking to this person.
Omar, have you done that?
Yeah.
He's doing it right now, Dave.
No, hold on.
He's doing it right
now,
looking at his phone.
You understand? Everyone I meet, like, look, there's inverse charisma, right? So yes. Making somebody feel interesting doesn't mean that they are fucking interesting.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So yeah. At some point, especially if it's not explicitly work for me, like I can't keep on this comedy routine a whole night.
Yeah, that's
right. Especially if it's a bunch of dudes. I have no interest.
Yeah.
I just want someone that's not going to be a blowhard. Like this one dude was just talking about himself and everything was about.
And the other thing is that with each of you and myself, I guess now too, there's people who always, they have an angle and they want something.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yes. Like, yes. Oh my especially God, with these
like,
dinners.
Oh God, I can't. I don't want to hear like when you're in town next, we should get a drink or get lunch.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's routine. Always the email. What's your email address? I don't use email.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's not.
Yeah.
You might as well just smack
by the way, actually, great. Oh my God, this is a great point. We had I made the mistake of posting something from our event in Nashville on my Instagram. This is kind of like a scan of the room.
You posted a few things from your Instagram.
I did. Yeah. However, one of the problems is a few of my people who follow me are in our industry, and they reached out to another person who was there, who I don't particularly enjoy.
Yeah.
Right. And they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You posted me. I'm like, no. Oh, my God. No. Yeah. We're not on social media, LinkedIn, whatever. But this was I should have done it. But my point is now she requested me on Instagram.
Yeah, of course.
I'm not going to accept her.
Oh, good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, see, that's very awkward. It's very awkward because you almost have to.
I didn't see it. You don't think you can't?
No.
By the way, in Singapore, a guy wanted to go to our event there, which was Singapore, or for our listeners, I had an event the week before. This guy used three people to reach out to me to get invited to our event, which is on Friday. I said no to each of them independently for various reasons. Thursday night, the night before, I go to another event. The guy's like, hey, you're Omar. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, oh, my name's so and so. It was that dude.
It was that guy.
And I talked to the founder of the company who was having the event about our event, and the guy wouldn't leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked at him. I said, I'm sorry. This is super awkward for me. But I'm just gonna keep on talking to this guy because I gotta leave in 10 minutes. So this is really awkward for me. But if you're gonna stay and listen, that's completely cool. But I hope you appreciate that I can't. We have to limit. Like literally, he wouldn't leave.
Wow.
And he was waiting for me to actually capitulate.
Yeah. Was it Murr from the Impractical Jokers? This is the reason, by the way, that I stopped bringing business cards to conferences because I do not want to give my business card to somebody. It's
I think the business cards are dying.
You're right.
Anyway.
They are dying.
They are. That's true.
25% of them had business cards.
Yeah, that's true.
But I stopped bringing them a long time ago. I still have the same box, Dave. Think about it. We used to get new boxes of business cards all the time.
That's right.
And now I have the same box that I've had for years.
Well, I am. The other strategy is where it's seat placement for me. I think I need to be not in the middle. I need to be toward the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of the
there
room
you go.
So that you can block. I did just one more piece of technology. I got the new Apple AirPods because apparently they are now FDA approved. FDA,
you can eat them?
Yeah. What is that?
That's amazing.
They're approved by whoever as hearing aids. Have you heard this?
Oh, yes. I did hear that. Yes, yes, yes.
And I wondered, and I thought it said
ADA
something
approved.
ADA, thank you.
Yeah.
Very nice. that maybe, I don't know if it makes the loud room louder, so they're like, they do the opposite, or can they help you sort of funnel that you could hear in a crowded? So that'll be another experiment.
I don't understand this dinner you went to, like why they – I don't understand why they would have a dinner so big. I don't understand.
I'm going to push back. First of all, you know, that's all the time, Omar. It's all the time in our event. Let me push back on you, Dave, on the one thing you said. Yeah. I will not sit in the corner. The corner, you're most likely to be stuck with someone who you can't get out of a conversation
with. No, I think you're right. You need to drag someone with you so at least you have one.
If you don't, you want to sit in the middle.
If it's a corner booth, if it's a corner chair, that's the easiest exit.
These are big tables. These are big ass tables.
It would sit like 10 people to a table.
If you sit in the middle, I can turn to my left. I can turn to my right. Mm. I can look straight ahead. I have options.
I'm not talking about at the end of a square table. This is a round table.
There's no end of a round table.
Well, you sit. No, the end of the room. So you get to the one end of the room so that you have a wall. So you're not getting sound coming from all directions.
Yeah, I got you.
Best bet is to do what I do, which is not even in my events this week, last few weeks, I don't sit down.
I think that might be the way to go.
I do charity events too. Same thing.
All right. Okay.
Mingle.
There's nothing worse.
If you mingle, and then back yourself out, and then people saw you.
I went to a charity event a few months ago in Brooklyn, and I got seated at the weird part of the table, and I left after 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm out. I left the entire charity event. I couldn't do it.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. You have a very short fuse, short leash.
I'm getting – life is short. You know, it's – these dinners are
that.
Tough.
I tough it out.
We expend too much energy on other parts of our life, which, by the way, are more important.
Yeah.
The thing is, Josh – well, David to a lesser extent, but we're entertainers, right? So people want – they expect material from us.
They rely on us.
Because we so often produce, right?
Correct, yes.
And so – and they yes. And they don't understand at what cost.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What a trooper you are.
Yes. Yeah. I know how to get – you know, I've actually learned something on this podcast tonight, and I think we should – we're going real long here, but I learned something. And it's very important. If I do get into a situation where I'm next to someone I don't want to talk to, I think I'm just going to bring up the fact that I use vagina cream on my face, and I guarantee they will turn away and stop the conversation. So we've hit two birds with one stone there.
That's right.
You're going to be getting a sample of this in a few weeks. So
Send it over.
I could say I shower with my 9-year-old son.
Yeah, you can say that too. So that brings it full circle. So I'm sharing with my 9-year-old boy the other day. That'll end that conversation.
And the 11-year-old just turns around, who's right there too.
Real fast. And I said to my 9-year-old, hey, tell your brother to pass the shampoo.
Jesus Christ.
But do it like an adult.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Well, I think we've exhausted everything here. This is a long one. And I'm hungry.
Yes.
Anyway. Well, we enjoyed it. This was episode 77. We should ask for forgiveness 77 times for this. But please feel free. We're looking for that email at friends@fts.media. Check us out on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Friends Talking Shop, and then for our website at friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. We will probably get together again in a few weeks for episode 78. We need to live our lives a bit to come up with some new materials, so we'll be back soon. But until that time, goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Smell you later.